Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Happy Wednesday to everybody. Thursday. Ooh, I'm a screw this day.
Oh, you almost gave back a day.
Yeah, if I take my finger off that chest piece, they would have to work another day.
Damn it.
You know what's messed
Thank
up?
Thank God you didn't.
Yesterday, I came into work thinking it was Thursday, and then I got to work realizing it was Wednesday, and that really takes
it's
the wind
day.
Out of your sail. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Because Thursday is the Friday of the weekdays.
That's what I say.
Yeah, I like that. It's good. Friday
it feels
Eve.
Like once you get past today, it's over.
Oh, it's over.
Yeah.
You can mail it in.
You could mail it in.
I've always said I could stand on my head and spit nickels out of my butt if I needed to for Fridays. That's easy. Which is what I do every
day.
That does not sound easy.
That sounds hard.
Well, you don't have the butt I do.
I've seen it.
Very. Yeah.
Wait, what?
You got like $1.85 out of it.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Very special shout out. Today I visited with my hospice patient. Her name is Jackie. She's wonderful and sassy. And she is listening right now. So say hello to Jackie.
Hello, Jackie.
Jackie.
Very sweet. Very fun. She, my mom's favorite place when she was at Bethesda was this patio, and it just has all these beautiful flowers and plants. And I found out that Jackie planted all those a few years ago before she got a little sicker. And so I brought her favorite lilies today and a blanket, and we had, for real, it's not even like a do-gooder thing. We had like such a good time.
Nice.
She's so interesting, so full of wisdom. Really cool.
Well, now she's going to be mad at you that she found out you can shoot nickels out of your bottom.
Yeah,
and
I
didn't
give her a penny.
And you didn't show her.
She didn't make a penny.
I didn't even show her.
Make him do the trick.
I have another shout out, an embarrassing story. You guys are going to so get this. So I met Nick last night and his girlfriend Bree at Frazier's Brown Bag. You guys ever been there?
Love Frazier's.
One of my favorites.
So good.
Sitting at one of the tables right there in the bar, and it's loud, and you know, we're just having a great time and having the great food. And then there are these three ladies behind us, and they kept like making eye contact. I thought they thought I was just hot, but it turns out they're fans of the show. And so like, hey, how you doing? Took pictures, the whole thing. And then within like 60 seconds of that, I somehow spill an entire glass of ice water. So it splashes everywhere, and it's a giant crash, and I am embarrassed. And I did the Dumb and Dumber where he threw the salt and he hit sea bass. And then he does this thing and he points at Jeff Daniels. I did that to Nick. So I, like, as soon as it crashed, I did the thing and I'm like pointing and I go, Nick, Nick. And I swear people booed. Like they and then one guy,
the best.
One guy at the bar goes, hey, Dumb and Dumber. But everyone else thought I was a giant jerk.
Awesome.
It's the best. Good
That's
for you.
Awesome.
Never take the blame for it if you don't have to.
When jokes don't land. Right?
Like
the best laid plans. It was the perfect time for that.
Dude.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Kick his ass, you bass.
Well, like you said, also when you think that you look good and that someone's into you and then you realize
it's a long fall.
It's a long fall. I one time like years ago went for a run and it was winter and you know, kind of dark out, so I had like my tights on and everything and I ran to the grocery store. I had several people like checking me out, and I thought, I must look really good in these tights. Like, I am feeling a little fit today, a little thin, a little trim.
They were on Inside Out?
No, I had my headlamp on because I was walking through Deerberg's with
not, headlamp on.
Not just a headlamp, but the light was on. Like I forgot I had it on because it was so bright.
Dork.
Because I was running at night. So, yeah, I had a light that was on my head.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
But I like to think that I also thought I looked good.
I had a girlfriend whose dad was a big-time attorney, and they belonged to a country club over on the east side. And at the time, I not only had hair, but I had long hair. And we went to a function, and I was, you know, I was all full of myself. And these people, these normies aren't going to know what to make of me. And I went into the bathroom, and I came out, and it was like, it could have been a wedding, some kind of function. And everyone's looking and pointing and laughing.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, really? Okay, never seen a rocker before? And then a guy points to his crotch, my fly was wide open.
No, no.
Wide open.
Barn door.
Yep.
Did you have one of those forgiving flies?
Not
you know?
Really.
No. Okay.
Not so much.
Yeah.
No, didn't help me out.
That's
didn't help
good.
A brother out.
Now, if you'd had the old, what brand were those? The button fly jeans?
We'll just like Levi's.
That just would never happen. Those things.
I hate those.
I do too. They were a pain.
I have a pair of.
You know, like buttoning up?
Wrangler.
It's just too many steps.
It's too much.
You got to do like five buttons instead of just going.
Is this the epitome of lazy rage?
No, I mean, I agree. I'm actually wearing button fly jeans today.
They're awful, right?
Did they annoy you?
I went to the bathroom and I went to like take care of my pants. I'm like, man, I got all these buttons to deal with. Like, I had forgotten and I was so mad.
I'm excited for this.
Button fly is the worst.
I just had to check to see what I was wearing.
I have bought pants in the past where I'm like, okay, I knew my size, so I just picked them up and like, oh, color's fine. I know the size. And then you get them home, and then they're button fly. And it's like, oh, come on, man. I'm not taking them back, though. I'll just
And
live
it's not
with
a
it.
Style thing. It's more of just like, damn it, that's functional. Five buttons I got to do.
Yeah, it's too much.
You just do the one in the middle.
Like a suit. That's what I do. Just do the... These are my
These are my two-breasted pants.
Two-breasted.
Double-breasted?
Two-breasted.
My double-breasted pants.
My breast-squared pants.
What an idea.
Two-breasted jacket.
Double-breasted button fly. How about that?
Pleated.
It seems so elegant.
Like, yeah, it does.
Kind of a wrap.
Like a French soldier from the 1700s.
Yes. Throwing some
If
pleats.
I die, I will die well-dressed.
You died in my double-breasted pants.
You've missed one of your 18 buttons, sir. Oh,
that's great. It was Nick embarrassed?
Right?
Close.
He goes, thanks for that. It was bad. Oh, it was good. Bad. It wasn't even funny bad. It was just bad.
Oh, no.
You know, you're embarrassed already. You throw your son under the bus.
Do you like to embarrass people in public?
I do not. It was purely out of my own embarrassment.
Hmm. I feel like Andrew would like it. Do you like to... It, like to embarrass people in public?
No.
Okay.
No, because eventually that stuff comes around.
That's right.
I don't like to be embarrassed in public. So it's like, I would avoid that karma. Thank you very, very much. Yeah. I'd rather just nobody gets embarrassed, because if I start embarrassing, then as Kevin very insanely put it the other day in a thing that I'm still thinking about, I guess he plays the reindeer games. And then
Kevin probably loves it.
I play reindeer games.
I still don't know what that means. And I can't stop thinking about it.
Silly games, being weird, goofing off. Okay.
Well, I don't want to play the reindeer games in public, so I don't want to be on the receiving end of it.
I screwed myself. Speaking of pranks on TikTok, there was one where they put Saran wrap across doors. And people run into
those
it.
Those are the best.
Oh, I like those.
And I watch the whole thing.
When their glasses stick to it, it's
and
the best.
And then you get penalized because now it's all pranks.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true. No, that's true.
You can't really watch. You have to be careful. Mm-hmm.
Do not watch one full video unless you are committed to having that type of content the rest of your life.
I don't even think it's not even just full, right? They know which ones you linger on, right?
Like the amount of time you spend on it.
Yeah, 5 seconds. Like, crazy. Oh, she's kind
that's why I get all
this.
The prank videos.
Which, speaking of, I sent to the group chat, to the DGS group chat, I sent a TikTok that I thought we could all relate to that was about whenever you send something to the group chat and no one responds. And then no one responded.
That
and then Dave
ironic.
Sent like a screenshot of a TikTok and everybody's like, oh, Dave, so funny. I'm like, come on now. That was hurtful.
I thought we were all in on the joke but not responding.
Well, and also Dave sent a very relevant thing, which is that he sent a photo of the single person Pizza Hut in New York, and it's way better looking than I thought it would
be. Pretty cool.
And
it's a photo booth.
I wanted very bad.
It's a photo mat.
I thought it was a Pizza Hut for single people only.
Ron's
just like, they made
pizza
one for
hut.
Me.
the hot singles in your area, Pizza Hut.
I'm going pan pizza.
Happy hunting.
Hot so single it's just slices or people.
It's a Pizza Hut where one person can fit inside.
Ranji's got the big red plastic cup like a beer and he's mingling with people. it's like one person can
here you go.
Sit here. He's got the pick.
So I'm trying to figure out, is there like a dude standing on one side of it just making your pizza?
No.
Or is it like an automatic thing?
It's a good question.
You got to bring your own pizza.
Don't know.
Yeah.
I like how in this picture there's a young girl in there having her personal pan pizza and there's an old man watching her.
Yeah. That's not too weird.
Weird.
What you got there, pizza?
He had the same idea I did. It's a Pizza Hut for singles.
Yeah, there doesn't appear to be any room for anybody to make pizza in there.
Yeah, they got to have something. How many pizzas did we see that guy on the golf cart today, Rach?
Oh, at least 50.
Yeah, it really was. No exaggeration.
Wow.
Guy was driving a golf cart right by us. I almost stopped him. And he had a bunch of Papa John's and was just, he looked so happy. He was just like a pizza delivery guy and on a golf cart. And
that Papa John's gets a lot of mass orders like that. Rachel and I were on the receiving end of that one time, in that we ordered like something very small that would take them 2 minutes to make, but we had to wait an extremely long time because somebody right before us had ordered like, what was it, like 20-something pizzas?
Yeah, it was a lot of pizzas.
Yeah.
Rachel and I were querying on our walk whether we have used the downstairs KFC more than anyone else since it's been open.
Ever?
100%.
Probably.
Think
110%.
So?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. They know. Like
they know where their bread's buttered.
They know us is the thing.
Yeah, they know me and Andrew by name.
I mean, let's put it this way: if we ever left this building, they'd go out of business.
Do you think?
That's why I couldn't fight too hard yesterday when they were.
That's why they fought too
hard. Is that I was like, they know me. She knows who I am. She knows who she's talking to.
Well, you own them, though.
You know my work.
You should. Yeah. They should be answering to you that way with the amount of revenue we give that place.
Yeah, I roll up with my KFC gold card. I say, you may have heard of me.
People do live in this building, though.
They may have told you.
Yeah.
You think nobody who lives here has been there more?
Not every day. Yeah. No, yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, Amy.
Jamie's
back.
I was waiting. I was watching her oil the old ball glove up.
She's like, I'm going to do it.
We have been over this many a time.
Yeah, it's not every day. It's just the days when it's not Papa John's.
Yes.
Okay, you too. Shut up, banana boy.
Wait, what's this?
I eat bananas.
That's what he eats for lunch every day.
Oh.
All he does is eat bananas and lift cars all of a sudden out of freaking nowhere, and then he acts superior about it.
I'm not acting superior.
He also evidently goes to a place called 18-inch banana, so.
What?
The store has big bananas.
That's why it's called that.
Yeah. I gotta tell you.
You're their number one customer.
Yeah.
You're their biggest fan.
Yeah.
Wheels.
They're like, hey, their hands
got one for you today, Wheels.
Look at these. They're perfect. They're ripe. They're
19.5.
Ready to go. Wait, is this like a secret place? Like, you're like, I'm not gonna, this is my guy. I got a guy. Well, these are my bananas. Or are you talking about Costco?
Fresh Time. No, I don't get them at Costco. Fresh Time. We get bananas.
He's going to Banana Hub.
Banana Hub.
Let's say Hub.
Yeah, come on, Ron.
But hub at the end.
Why do you think I did it?
I don't get it. Someone explain it on the screen.
Oh, no, I'm sure you don't.
What is that?
What do you mean?
I mean, I get it.
You do?
Yes. Okay. I would have definitely not pegged you for figuring that one out.
Well, it's not that hard to figure out. I've read many stories.
Yeah, I'm sure you've read many stories.
I only kind of get it, though, because it's not...
Well, then it's not that funny. It's subtle.
You get it now.
No, I
don't. Pornhub, Banana Hub.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I still don't get, I still don't get what the like, tie.
It's not a great joke.
For the record, I don't feel stupid
No.
Yeah, you didn't get it because you didn't understand, but because it was so stupid.
Yeah, it was like we were reaching with that one.
Yeah,
well, Dave
like,
said 18-inch banana. Never mind.
Rage is like, I don't get it. And he's like, I do.
Amy's like, I get it. For once, I'm the one that gets it.
Well, I have to like ask. Like sometimes, like I'll say something, and then if Matt goes, don't say that. I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, is that bad? I'm like, no, it's not bad.
You're getting shaded by a 14-year-old. /124 DGS on KMOX. Happy Thursday to you. So Halloween, 1 week from today, a lot of people watching scary movies and Netflix and Shudder and all that kind of thing. And we have a PSA. We have a warning from one Rachel Zimmerman on one all too scary movie to watch.
Well, yeah. Last week we were talking about Ernest and the Ernest movies.
Oh.
And last night I tried to watch Ernest Scared Stupid.
Yeah.
And it was just as scary as I remember it being as a kid. Like, it was extremely scary.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And I was watching it with Kurt, and he had never seen it, and he was getting scared.
Oh, threw old Kurt under the bus.
Well, I'm just
Kurt
saying.
Was crying.
Wow.
Kurt was crying.
I was consoling him.
He
it was so scary.
Scared than I was.
I think he was a little shocked at how spooky it was.
It's a scary movie.
What's the spooky factor? Like, what? Give me the gist.
So,
there's
the villain,
a troll.
Yeah, the villain, IIRC, if I recall correctly, is a troll beast. Of some note. He captures people, right? Children,
maybe? Captures little children.
Captures children, and he slams them up in his troll cave. And he, like, hangs them. And it's very frightening to see the children all slimed up in their little slime cocoons or whatever, if I'm recalling this correctly.
He turns them into, like, little wooden figurines, but they are in a, like, slime cocoon.
Yeah, they're, like, all slimed up. And
are they dead?
They're like frozen in time.
Yeah.
Because I do think that they all come back to life at the end.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
But you didn't find out?
Sorry. Yeah, I didn't find out. I turned it off.
Ernest does save the day in typical Ernest.
That's a different movie.
Yeah, typical Ernest.
I literally was just Googling Ernest Scared Stupid because I wanted to see what's this cover. For some reason, I Googled Eric Scared Stupid, which is totally
what gave up?
Let's see.
Who's Eric?
I don't know.
This one guy who's like, ooh, spooked. No, Ernest Scared Stupid is like very frightening, and the imagery is very like kind of unpleasant and gross. And
is it funny at all?
I mean, it's kind of funny if you like slapstick humor.
Yeah, if you like Ernest, it's an Ernest movie.
Which I also watched a YouTube video about Jim Varney, the man who plays Ernest.
He's awesome.
Actually, before we had the Ernest conversation last week, it's just all been Ernest all the time. Yeah, I don't know.
How do you get to that?
I don't know. My YouTube algorithm is all weird. But he had a very interesting life. He just started as like a small like commercial actor. He would play
here,
like,
right?
I think he was from Missouri. Yeah. And he would
he's
just
in
be
Marines,
in commercial.
Right?
That I don't know. I apologize if he was.
That sounds familiar.
But he would just do commercials as Ernest, and they were so popular that he did like 2,000 different commercials.
Yeah. Well, I remember. I remember the commercials.
Burn?
Yeah,
know what I mean.
Then he did like a gas commercial for a gas company.
I think so.
Didn't
it start with milk or something? Like that
I don't
was the
know.
Big national
it's
campaign.
Milk.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's milk.
Hey, Vern.
It said, it's like,
that's terrifying. Amy's showing us pictures.
I'm looking at pictures of the wooden children that have been slimed up by the troll. This is awful.
Yeah, hey, it's not good.
Speaking of like really scary stuff, have any of you seen the Terrifier movies?
No.
No,
I haven't
God,
either.
No. I'm sick of that stupid. I said this on the show.
The clown?
Day. Sick of seeing that stupid clown everywhere.
I haven't seen it either, but I see a lot of the reaction videos from the theaters where people are just mortified by it.
See, yeah, I don't even think it looks that scary necessarily. It just looks horribly unpleasant. Like, yeah, I would just be
different.
Cringing through the entire movie, just like, because it just seems very violent more than spooky.
I mean, yeah, it's a slasher movie more than
it's
quote unquote.
Have you seen it?
Gore.
No.
It's just more.
I think it looks dumb, so I don't
it's more like, look at, it's not really a movie with like a plot. It's just gore. It's just look at what we can do with our special. Huh. It's a special effects showcase more than anything. It's just looking at, look how realistic we can make it when we cut all this lady's legs off and then set her on fire or whatever.
We should all go over to Wheeler's basement and watch Ernest Scared Stupid.
I ain't watching that.
Yeah. Or Ernest Goes to Camp.
You guys can watch that. I ain't watching that.
I didn't see that. I only saw
But you
saw
can work out while we're watching.
All right, yeah, that's fine.
Why don't you like Ernest?
I'm pumping iron.
What's wrong with Ernest?
He seems really offended by this.
Yeah, he does.
Why are you upset?
I don't know. I don't like Ernest.
You don't know who Ernest is. That's the thing.
I don't know where. I literally grew up with Ernest doing those dumb commercials. That's
then what's your problem with him?
Yeah,
Kevin?
Why do you hate him? I don't know.
And Ernest has hurt Kevin in the past.
Yeah.
134 DGS on KMOX. Well, Wheeler has agreed. We're all going over to watch Ernest, so he's cool with it now.
You guys can watch
He's
it.
No longer being really weird and sullen.
He was
really
weird.
Explain
yeah,
why
he made
you
it weird
hated.
For us.
Yes, that's
what?
Right.
Why do you hate Ernest so much?
No, it's not
just,
the hate. It was
it's just
it was
dumb. Like, because this is my memory of the whole thing.
But let me give you some tips on being human. When that happens, you go like, ah, that's dumb. I don't want to watch it. What you did was this.
Yeah, I hate it. No, I hate it. Like, I'm like,
I feel like we're about to get to the bottom of something.
Yeah, they
here.
Based an entire character in a whole bunch of movies based on a guy doing milk commercials going, hey, Vern. And I'm like, that's so stupid. Why is that a movie character?
Well,
and that's why I hate it.
Well, that's right, because Ernest, all the Ernest movies were meant to be taken very seriously.
No, it's not about that. It's that you turned a dumb guy doing a dumb thing on a dumb commercial into a movie franchise.
You run around throwing fireworks at people.
You hit people with tortillas.
Yeah, and if somebody tried to make a movie series out of that, it'd be pretty dumb.
No, you go, let's go,
I don't know.
Tortilla slap.
What do you think? You guys, well, you think they'll make the movies?
I'd go see that.
All right, let's go.
I will say, in watching the Ernest movie last night, he hangs out with kids, but he doesn't have any kids.
Yeah, that's a little troubling.
And he's like,
he
all right, kid, let's go build a treehouse in the darkest part
himself.
Of the woods.
And all of a sudden, a troll is kidnapping
yes.
them.
I mean,
I feel like they'd be looking at
you
Ernest
You guys are
pretty
making
closely.
My point.
Yeah.
That's why I hate the Ernest.
Did he hang out with kids in all of the movies?
Yep.
I don't know. This is really the only one I'm even vaguely familiar with. But the kids seem to know, like, there was no, like, introduction.
Going to go
like,
out on a limb, though. I didn't see it, but the Ernest Saves Christmas. I bet there are kids in that.
No, there are. And
I
right.
forgot he saved Christmas, too.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Huh. There are a lot of franchises like that.
He goes to camp in one too. I bet there's kids in that one too. Somebody that's weird. That's why I don't like her.
So that's really your problem?
No, I didn't know all that till
now.
You
just latched onto it?
No, it was more the principle. Like, why did this dumb thing get to be made movies?
Well, but technically, Danny Tanner and Uncle Jesse and Uncle Joey all living together to raise his three daughters is weird.
You're so dirty.
At least they're related.
What the hell are you trying to get at about
no,
Full
just,
House?
I think it's weird.
Uncle Joey is related to them. Mm. Right?
Is that worse?
Wait, no, he's just a friend. You're right. He's just Danny's friend.
Never watched that one
either. Single man living in their house.
Right, it's weird.
Who they call uncle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know how that goes.
You know what? Hey, speaking of Dave Coulier, I think he's a little too happy with himself about the Alanis Morissette thing.
Oh, sorry.
Like, he loves to tell people, that song's about me.
I could not believe that when I first learned that.
Wait, that is?
Yes.
Yeah. Huh? You ought to know. Yeah.
Did not know that? I should have known.
Yeah.
I ought to known.
He's a little too pleased with himself over that.
I also think he's too pleased with himself with the whole cut it out thing. It's not that funny.
That thing was stupid.
Nothing was ever funny. Oh, my God. Phoebe was obsessed with that show. I've watched every episode 5 times, and it was, of all the shows I've ever watched with her.
Out of Control?
That was
the
worst.
Is that
right? Yeah.
Or no, you're talking about Full House.
Full House.
Oh.
Full House.
Do you remember the show on Nickelodeon, Out of Control?
No.
No.
Yeah, he was like a talk show host, and he used to do the cut it out thing there. That's where I first saw him. It was on right after You Can't Do That on Television.
Oh, I remember that show. The
show was the best.
But they did it all on television.
They lied. Anyone heard of sleep tourism?
No.
I have heard of that.
74% of people polled said the most important activity for them when they go on vacation is sleeping.
No.
Swear to God, look it up. And now people are specifically booking trips to sleep. Real thing.
Hmm. Trips to specific places or just anywhere?
Yeah, like I'm taking a weekend and going to the Four Seasons and I'm just going to sleep and get room service.
Right, you're not like going to France to sleep, but you are going to be like, I'm going to disappear for a couple days and just sleep.
Guys, I'm going to Omaha. I need a nap.
Where would you go to sleep?
St. Louis.
Yeah, I know, right down the road, Midwest just get a hotel.
I'll tell you what.
I think people must have a lot of trouble sleeping.
I kind of get it because every time I'm in a hotel, I sleep great. I don't know what it is about hotels, but I sleep
cold
really, really
and
well.
Dark. You can keep it really cold and the blackout curtains.
So if you feel like you're missing out on sleep, book yourself a hotel in that city for a night or two. I totally get that.
There you go. I'm interested in Amy's take on Hallmark Mystery Channel. Is that too racy?
No, I like Hallmark Mystery Channel.
Is that about your level of drama?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Hannah Swenson Mysteries.
That's fair.
She is a baker who solves mysteries. Mm-hmm. There's with... Lacey Chabert. Mm-hmm. She's a crossword puzzle maker who solves mysteries. So it's usually a baker who solves mysteries or a librarian.
Do they get a little
scary?
Yeah, a little dramatic.
Well, the one where Allison Sweeney was locked in a sauna, that was pretty scary. The bad guy locked the door and she was getting really hot.
Wow. That was the Hallmark Channel? Wow.
Check that out.
Are you sure you're on the right channel?
Yeah. She still
Oh my God, I can't quit sweating in here.
She kept her sweater on.
Are you okay?
Yeah, a little warm. Taking off everything and I'm still sweating.
That was the main conflict in the whole thing. I'm a little warm, but I'm okay.
Everyone's watching like, oh no.
There's a knock on the door. Wait, need some help?
Here comes Lacey Chabert. Maybe she can help.
Gosh.
The scariest thing I've ever seen. What's happening? Ah, she can't get out of the sauna.
It was scary. She's trying to hit the door.
What about the lady at the Walmart? That's scary.
What?
We talked about it yesterday.
Oh,
the lady at the Walmart in Canada.
That's awful.
I guess they have giant ovens where the bakeries are in the Walmart, and she got stuck in one. Yeah.
And baked.
Yeah.
And baked?
She got baked.
Oh. Why was she in it?
I don't know.
Getting stuck's not the problem.
Don't know.
Getting in's the problem. Damn.
But it must be like big enough that you can walk into it.
I don't know. I don't think they make ovens like that.
Well,
I think it was like she was murdered.
Oh,
I bet that's possible.
I mean, they said
because
not to
they said the door on the oven does not lock.
Yeah.
So they didn't understand why she couldn't get out.
Amy's watched too many Hallmark mysteries.
Yeah.
I know.
How would the puzzle lady solve it?
Well, first of all, she's a cruciverbalist. That's what it's called.
A who to what a who?
When you make crossword puzzles.
You're a crossword puzzler.
Aurora Tea Garden, originally with Candace Cameron Bure of Full House.
Are you ever a little too much for yourself?
Sometimes, all the time. It's why I have to.
He's a cruciverbalist.
Yeah.
Take
just
a break.
Throws up a little in her mouth. Dude, she's like, I got to give it a rest.
Mason Jarrow's like, you're a lot.
Yeah. I'm going to say this word nobody knows, and I bet it's not even really a word.
Yeah,
they
it's
won't
not
know.
The word. The word is nerd. Yeah. That's the word.
They're too stupid to know it's not a word.
It's a word.
The word is dork ass. That's the word.
Dork ass.
I'm going to be a cruciverbalist.
There's a lot of real anger on the show today.
Yeah, there is.
Everyone's just getting triggered about something
else.
I feel
like everyone has said something in genuine anger at some point.
Yeah.
Well,
at least my anger's been outward
mad.
Towards Ernest and not towards you guys.
Yeah. I was mad.
I wasn't mad.
How dare you say cruciverbalist? Who the hell do you think you are? I mean, Dave, come on.
I don't know.
You know exactly what you're doing. You pull the pin, throw the grenade in this studio, and then you watch it all
happen.
Steve
Moore always says.
He's like, well, I didn't have anything
whenever
to
you
do
and Kevin
it.
Go at it, he's like, you are a monster.
You set that up.
I send him the shrug thing. I'm like, yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
We're just like the dumb fish that take the bait.
Like, it doesn't make anybody
get a
else.
Couple of bluegill.
Oh, look at that. There's some food in the water. I'm going to take that. Oh, it hooked me again.
You're telling me nobody else in this room is angry that she's even heard the word cruciverbalist? What are you talking about?
That's what it's called.
No one's ever heard that word
yes,
ever.
Yes, they have.
Andrew, you ever heard that
now,
word?
Now, the only way, to me, the only way this is really acceptable is if they explained that in the show.
They didn't.
Oh,
no.
So you just knew that.
Yeah, I don't think they don't use that.
That's the problem right there. See, that's the problem.
They did not.
Nope, I knew
just
it.
Knew it.
Do you think Lacey Chabert is walking around going, I'm a cruciverbalist?
Oh, wow. Now she's better than Lacey Chabert.
Now you're better than her, too, huh?
Holy crap.
She just.
Wow. She really likes herself in the Hallmark movies and in all the little Hallmark chats. People know it.
You're in a Hallmark
like
chat?
You're in the Hallmark message boards.
Are you cruciverbalist one or something like that?
0765.
I know things.
No. This is a way to watch Hallmark. People, if you either get it or you don't. You guys don't get it.
You're right.
I am.
I thought I did.
Yeah.
I am so enraged right now.
Let's just take a break. Let's just all settle down. Welcome back, 150. Ron, do I look much older than I did 4 minutes ago because I lived a lifetime during that break? It got weird, didn't it?
Well, it's, yeah.
Amy was, talking about Hallmark movies and how they get their actors and why it's so much better to be in a Hallmark movie than in Hollywood and you don't have to worry about people stalking you and all this.
Well, that's what the Hallmark actors were saying. It's so easy. It's two weeks. You're not gaining weight. You're not.
No, that's not the weird part. The weird part was when Wheeler, who's in a really bad mood.
He's bad mood.
Jake
goes.
Yeah.
He didn't even look up from his computer. He says, clickety, clackety, clickety, clack.
You went off on Ernest.
And he goes,
I don't like Ernest.
I guarantee every one of those effers would train with Brad Pitt right now. And it's like, damn.
Well, they would.
And then we talk about Steve Buscemi getting attacked in New York. And he goes, if they find that guy, he should take endless punches to the face.
Yeah. Those random people that walk around punching people in the face should get nothing but punches in the face.
Well,
sure.
I asked. I said, did he get punched because he's Steve Buscemi or random? And you're like, they don't know yet.
No one knows.
I don't think they did know.
No one knows.
Did they?
Then he said he was glad Ernest died.
No, I didn't say that.
He did.
I'm just glad there's no more Ernest movies.
Glad he's dead. Oh, he did? 20 years ago? Good.
Not
good riddance.
Said. I never did that. The other stuff is all true, though.
I guarantee any one of those efforts.
No, I did not claim that. That is not a claim that I made.
Nope. Did not do that one.
Why are you so crabby?
I don't think I am, but maybe.
What is wrong, man?
I don't know.
You're a little snippy.
Oh, is it like some supplement you're taking?
Maybe.
Is it?
Roid rage.
Creatine
rage.
Are
you having
roid rage.
Just stick with the supplements. Don't do roids.
I don't do roids.
Well.
Well.
Your body would suggest otherwise.
We need a sign that's like, there have been 0 days in this office without talking about how jacked Kevin is.
You think we're getting through the end of the year without another day off?
We'll never need anything but a zero.
Yeah. It has been zero segments since someone referenced.
The only time it won't come up is when I'm out on vacation. That's it.
Here's what we need to do.
I will make sure.
Don't do roll.
Bruins.
Like last week, we should have started taking a picture every day. Because I think it's like boiling a frog. I don't think we realize how big he's getting.
We can make like a Russian doll. Do you think a previous Kevin could fit inside current Kevin?
For sure. Yeah.
And then that previous Kevin could fit inside that Kevin?
Pretty soon you'll be able to fit inside Kevin.
I know. But I'm not getting any taller. I can tell you that. If I knew about how to get taller, I'd be a lot taller.
Kevin, have you seen Dave? He's in here!
He's in here. I got him.
He's in here.
He's inside one of those Russian dolls.
Get out of here, Steve. Don't you realize. Any one of those heifers would give anything to be Brad Pitt.
Where's Andrew? I don't know. Stop asking.
He's not inside me.
Somewhere.
Definitely not inside me.
Oh, man.
Russian dolls.
The biggest Kevin just pops off and falls like a baby tooth coming out. Kevin, it's new Kevin.
I need to shed my skin. Leave me alone.
How big is big Kevin going to get?
I got a molt.
Like the punches. Endless.
Endless punches.
Dude.
I did say that.
He just needs endless punches. Being such a nerd, I'm like, endless is endless.
Yeah. Forever.
Forever.
I went medieval on him.
What did you do? I punched the Bushimi 497,000 years ago.
Did you do it on purpose? No one knows. No one knows why I did it.
Oh, that's great. How do you think Roid Rage Kevin would have handled that bus parked in the wrong place incident now?
Just moved it.
The bus? I mean, like Magnus for Magnuson, who's pushing the bus to the next.
Put on a harness.
You guys want to
see me pull this airplane?
He's pulling the bus with his teeth.
Stupid effort.
Oh, my God.
You did get a text, a delayed text, yesterday. Just someone texted randomly. Was it my nephew once picked up a dryer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Somebody on the, I don't know what we were talking about yesterday, but I saw the text line after the show, and they were like, yeah, my nephew carried a dryer up the stairs. I'm like, what?
Nice.
That's cool. Something to do with Kevin.
The mover guys do that. You seen those guys?
Yeah.
They got the long moving straps, and they just put it on their back and go, man.
It's impressive.
Shout out to nephew.
Yeah. Good job, nephew.
How are we going to get this thing upstairs?
I got it.
I got it.
I'll move it.
What are you going to do with your other arm, though?
Curls.
Give me a lamp.
What if he did? One arm, he's carrying the stove up the stairs. The other one, he's doing curls.
Curls.
With a dumbbell.
Got to get some reps in.
Oh, man.
Well.
Yep.
Oh, man.
There's that. Only another 3 hours to go.
How do you come back from this?
What?